So we all have the ability to tap into that highest level version of ourselves at any given moment. But even the accessing of that version of us requires dedication and discipline. It requires that we be committed to living as the highest level version of ourselves. And that commitment actually requires action.
This is Leah Steele. Welcome to the Wealth Witch podcast. Just a few years ago, I experienced complete financial collapse. We lost a business, our home, and a car. My husband was selling plasma to pay for diapers and formula. I was living a life I hated, and I was miserable. It was the lowest part of my life. It ended up being my biggest blessing. Just a few short years later, I've designed the life of my dreams. I live a life of luxury in beautiful Bali, Indonesia, travel the world, and spend my days helping others manifest wealth and abundance. Living a purpose-led life changed everything for me. This podcast is about my journey, my top tips and tools for manifestation, and interviews with all the amazing, world-changing, inspiring people I meet along the way. Welcome to my world. Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I am your host, Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch, and I am so excited to share with you this episode. It's a bit different than the rest of the episodes, but I'm so excited for you to truly get a glimpse of what it's like to work with me. Okay, now let's get on with the podcast episode.
Welcome to the 2021 is coming to you straight savage extravaganza. I am super excited to be here in the Rich Abundance Group, which is my private Facebook group where we do our monthly wealth forecasts, and it is the home of my 12-week free mini program, Abundance, Wealth Creation in the New Paradigm. And today I really want to talk about some things that are going to challenge the way you think. They're going to challenge your ability to continue to operate blindly in the world. And so my hope is that you will leave here today, questioning some things that you haven't questioned before, and asking yourself who it is that you truly desire to be in the world. And so because of that, I am only speaking today to the highest level version of you. I literally have no interest in speaking at all to any of the lower vibrating or lower dimension versions of you. I want to speak to your oversoul. I want to speak to your highest self. I want to speak to that highest level version of you today. And so I would love for all of you to just at this moment acknowledge that and tap into that version of you. So I'd like you to just acknowledge that. And I would ask that you allow that version of you to now show up and be fully present for the entirety of this today, and that you really, really allow this information to hit you at that level, and allow these questions and allow these topics and allow these thoughts to activate you at that level of you. Because the truth is that in this new paradigm, we all have the opportunity to shed and leave all of those other versions of ourselves behind. Like, now is the time. There is such a sense of urgency right now, because we are moving into a whole new energetic reality on this planet. And as we begin the age of Aquarius, and as we really tap into this new 240-year cycle that is all about the collective, we have an opportunity also to up-level individually. And this is what I've seen so many people that have successfully transitioned into the new timeline. This is what I've seen them do successfully, is own their sovereignty, step into the highest level version of themselves, embrace themselves as the most powerful creator in their reality, fully engage that highest level version of themselves to step forward and be present in their day-to-day activity, and also really be willing to look at and shed any programming and conditioning and limiting beliefs or scarcity or lack mentality that show up along the way. Really, really being willing to allow that highest level version of self to tackle those problems and to tackle those challenges, but doing it with the knowing that we get to create our reality. In each moment of every day, we create our reality, that literally we are creating every single thing that's happening in our external reality is happening as a direct result of what we're creating in our inner landscape. Yeah, that's kind of the first part, is that I really want you to allow that version of yourself to show up and be present today, because the outcome of this will be entirely different for you if you do allow that version of you to fully step up and be present today. So I want to talk, I got this incredible message this morning on Instagram, and I go through my own Instagram messages every day, every morning. And, you know, I get a lot of, you know, just people saying thank you or saying, you know, hi, or responding to, you know, an auto DM or something that's been sent out to them, reminding them to listen to the Wealth Witch podcast or whatever the case may be. And so I go through and I send personal responses back to people, because I feel that's really important. And this morning, though, I got a message from a man named Isaiah, and he sent this really kind message. And the message was just saying, hey, I came across your page recently, and, you know, you're really inspiring me, and I'm really, you know, loving what you're having to say. And I love that you're taking a different approach. And he was talking a little bit about wealth and mindset, and that, you know, how many wealthy people are actually living in scarcity and lack, how many financially wealthy people are living in scarcity and lack. And it really hit home, because one of the things that he said was that he loved about my message is that I frequently am talking about action, and that it requires action, and that it requires dedication to actually going after the things that you desire. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today, because, you know, that is a big message of mine. And if you haven't heard that from me, you're either new to me or you've been living under a rock. So I do want to talk a little bit about that today. And he also talked about this other concept that I really want to talk about, and it is the concept of being generous with self. And so those are kind of the things that we're going to touch on today. And again, you know, I fully expect a lot of what I'm saying today to really, really challenge you, and it may trigger you. And I really encourage you to just sort of sit in that. And again, like always, question everything. So we all have the ability to tap into that highest level version of ourselves at any given moment. But even the accessing of that version of us requires dedication and discipline. It requires that we be committed to living as the highest level version of ourselves. And that commitment actually requires action. We can't simply say we want to be the highest level version of ourselves, say we want to access the highest level version of ourselves, say we want to connect to our divine immortal soul, say we want to connect to God, source, universe, all that is, and then not do anything about it. Our words mean nothing if we do not put forceful, inspired action behind them. And this is, that forceful part is the part I really want to talk about, because there is this incredible sense of urgency right now. We do not have time for people to sit around talking about how they want to be the highest level version of themselves, talking about how they want to live the life that they deeply desire. We actually need you to step into action to create that in your reality. And I think so often, like, you know, as spiritual people, especially as we're going through these processes and we're reading all the books and we're doing all the work and we're like, oh yeah, you know, I want to live the highest level version of myself. I want to connect to my higher self and source. And I want to, you know, create wealth and abundance in my life. And I want to live the life of my dreams. But then we just sit around continuing to talk about how we want those things, and we don't actually take action toward those things. That is the key. Like, it is literally the key of creation is action. And right now, more than ever, we need to take forceful action. So we need to take action that is remarkable. We need to take action that is going to be noticeable. We need to take action that is not just doing half measures, right? Because that's the other thing I see people in my community doing a lot. It's like, they say they want the thing. They're like, they say they're going to take the inspired action, and then they half-ass the inspired action when they know that they're meant to be playing a much bigger game, and they know that they're meant to be taking a much bigger action, but they play it safe and half-ass it. They play it safe and take a tiny step because they hear me talk about the law of compounding and they think, ah, a little step's better than no step at all. Well, yes, a little step is better than no step at all. But right now in this world that we are living in where chaos and fuckery abounds, that law of compounding, those little baby steps, we don't have time for you to fuck around with that right now. Right now, what we really need you to do is take remarkable action. Take action that is remarkable. Take action that is noticeable. Take action that is forceful. Take action that is actually going to transform your life. Because the other beauty of the energy that we have in the world right now is that we are being energetically supported to catapult our realities to that place that we desire to be if we show up and we are dedicated and we are disciplined to that. But if you're not willing to shift that, if you're not willing to change that, if you're not willing to look at where you're half-assing things, like literally just get off. If you're like, nah, I'm good. I'm going to keep half-assing. I'm going to keep doing my little baby steps. Like, I don't want to be pushed. I don't want to be stretched outside my comfort zone. Get off now, because that is not the highest level version of yourself. That is not the version of you that I want to be talking to. I want to talk to the version of you that's willing to get uncomfortable. I want to talk to the version of you that absolutely knows that they are meant to be playing bigger. Like, if you are not willing to step up right now, this conversation is not for you. If you are not willing to do the things, this conversation is not for you. So I just had a expansion of my life purpose session with Maria right before this call. And I was given my new life purpose on this planet. And it's starting to sink in. While I was on the phone with Maria, I was like so tired. I was yawning. I was like agitated. I couldn't absorb what she was saying. I was feeling shit. I was just like, oh, why is this irritating me so bad? Why is this agitating me so bad? And I actually am running Inner Unity on my Healy right now because that's how agitated I felt after getting off that call with her, which always means that it's time for me to start playing a bigger game, which always means it's time for me to start stretching myself outside of my comfort zone. I am never, by the way, going to ask any of you to do work that I'm not willing to do myself or that I'm not currently doing myself. So I'm going to tell you that I absolutely have been half-assing. I've spent my whole life half-assing because the fact of the matter is that my 50% is more than most people's 100%. And it's likely that that's the same for you. It might not be your 50%. It might be your 60, your 70, might be your 50, but it might be your 60, your 70, your 80% is better than most people's 100%. And so as a result, you don't push yourself as hard. That has been the story of my life, my entire life, right? I know that I'm meant to be playing a much bigger game. I have been challenged and called to the mat in the last week like I have not been challenged and called to the mat in maybe ever in my life. The people that are coming into my field of awareness, the people that are asking me to step it up into greater level versions of myself, from PR people to television show producers to Maria delivering a brand new life purpose for me to literally all these people in my life, I have been so uncomfortable the last week to stepping into greater levels of magic and initiation inside my spiritual practices, to literally just being called to step up in every single area of my life. And it has been exhausting and it has been a struggle, but I am also being called to step up. And that's really like what I'm telling you right now, sending you this transmission and activating this in you. So I haven't shared this with anyone because obviously I just got off with Maria, but my expanded life purpose. So I was the God of rich abundance. I was here to bring rich abundance to the planet. And I've been living in that expression of myself now for, I guess, a little over a year. And my life has completely radically transformed in that year due to me fully embodying that expression of myself and many other things that I was called to do over that last year. But my new life purpose is soul creation. So I am literally here to assist you in embodying your soul. So to take your humanity and your soul and truly make them one. That is what I'm here for. And so, you know, here I am now asking you to step into the highest level version of yourself, asking you to embody your divine immortal soul, because that is the realest, most important version of you. And that is the version of you that really needs to be here on this planet right now. Like, there is no longer time for you to be struggling with your humanity. There's no longer time for you to buy into all of the excuses that your human makes on a day-to-day basis as to why you can't step into that highest level version of yourself. Like, that time is over, and I am here to deliver you that transmission. I am here to deliver you that transmission that you get to be the highest level version of yourself right now in this moment. You get to choose that. But you can't just choose it in words. You can't just choose it in thoughts. You have to choose it in deeds. You have to step up and step fully into that version of yourself by taking remarkable action. And I think I already said this, but I want to just reiterate this, because it is the remarkable action. It is the taking the remarkable inspired action that actually creates that reality. It's not the thoughts. It's not the feelings. It's not the prayers. It's not the hopes. It's not even the knowing that you are worthy and deserving of that thing. It is the action. Because the universe cannot show up and step up and meet you and deliver the thing that you desire if you don't step forward to meet the universe. It's universal law. You have to take action. You have to step forward towards the thing that you desire. Otherwise, you can't be met by it. Okay? So it's scary, right? It is actually scary to make this type of commitment to ourselves. Because if we make this kind of commitment to ourselves and then we don't follow through, we're literally like slapping our own soul in the face. We're literally like, and we do this all the time, right? How often do we break commitments to our soul? How often do we break commitments to ourselves? We will break commitments to ourselves quicker than we will break commitments to anyone else. And the really fucked up thing about that is that the commitments that we make to ourselves and to our that highest level version of ourselves and to our soul are actually the most important commitments that we make. And they're more important than any commitments that we've made to anyone else. Because the truth is that we can't actually keep commitments to others if we can't keep them to ourselves first. We can't keep meaningful commitments. We can't actually be the creators that we are here designed and destined to be if we can't keep commitments to ourselves. It is probably the thing that holds us back the most from our greatness is breaking commitments to ourselves. And even the littlest ones, you know, they're so meaningful and so important. It's when I say I'm going to rest, I'm going to rest. When I say I'm going to journal, I'm going to journal. When I say I'm going to take time off, I'm going to take time off. When I say I'm going to feed and nourish my soul in whatever way I'm being called to feed and nourish my soul, I do that thing. So the negative law of compounding, you guys, is ridiculously more powerful than the positive law of compounding. And this is just something that you need to know, because, you know, the law of compounding is like, oh, you take a small step forward, you take a small step forward, you take a small step forward. And then eventually you achieve you reach your destination, right? And that law of compounding means that as you keep taking those small steps, they have greater and greater impact. The same is true of negative, but it is more impactful. And the negative impact comes quicker than the positive impact comes from the law of compounding. And that breaking of commitments to yourself, no matter how small, it's not just I break a commitment and I don't move forward. Every single time you break a commitment to yourself, you move backward. And it might be a small step backward, but that negative law of compounding is a fucking steamroller. You know, it goes from a little tiny grain of sand to a giant boulder just like that. So mind your mind, mind your mouth. When you make those commitments to yourself, follow through with them. It is so important. I cannot stress that to you enough. It is part of the reason why you're half-assing, because you're allowing yourself to continue to break commitments to yourself. Can you imagine think back over the last 12 months. Think back over the last 12 months of all the commitments that you made to yourself that you broke. Imagine right now today where you would be if you kept every single commitment you made to yourself in 2020. Where would you be right now? If you kept every commitment that you made to yourself in 2020, where would you be right now? Because for me, if I had kept every single commitment I made to myself in 2020, you guys, I would have a better body than J-Lo. I would be levitating at this point. And I'm not even joking about any of this stuff, by the way. I would probably have a couple $1 million in the bank. Yeah. So my question to you is, knowing that, looking back and just going, wow, if I had just kept the commitments that I made to myself, right? These little things that over the year, I make these commitments to myself. Like, I think New Year's resolutions are a bunch of bullshit, but if you guys were to make one resolution for 2021, let it be that you're going to keep all of your commitments to yourself. Make that your resolution. Be sitting here at the end of 2021 going, wow, I did damn good. You know, and maybe it's like, wow, I kept 95% of my commitments to myself. Damn, I kept 98% of my commitments to myself. And look where I am. Look where I am. Because that is what I'm going to be striving for in 2021. Like in 2021, I'm like, my only resolution is going to be to keep my commitments to myself. I am going to continually be reminding myself how important it is for me to keep my commitments to myself. Because I don't want to be sitting at the end of 2021 saying, oh, look where I would be if I would have just kept my commitments to myself, right? I don't want to be on this again going, I don't have a better body than J-Lo. I'm not levitating. I don't have a couple $1 million sitting in my bank account right now. I'm just not available for that. Like I want, and this is the thing, you guys, 2021, it's going to be full of chaos and fuckery, but you get to decide what 2021 looks like for you. You have the power. You are the creator. If you fully embrace your divinity, if you fully embrace your divine immortal soul and you decide to fully embody it in 2021, pure magic is going to occur. And it doesn't matter what's happening in the world. It doesn't matter because you will be living as the highest level version of yourself. And the highest level version of yourself cannot exist in lower dimensions. It can only exist in higher dimensions. It can only exist in the new timeline. It cannot exist in the old timeline. And so as a direct result of you just keeping your commitments to yourself, you are going to step into that highest level version of yourself and you are going to have fully realized that version of yourself by the end of the year. It's crazy. Like I literally, like over the last week, you guys, for me has been intense and crazy and insane and magical and mystical. And I literally, like, my face, my eyes, my skin, everything is transforming before my eyes because I have decided to step into this version of myself. Because I have decided that I'm no longer willing to break commitments to myself. Because I have decided that I am that. I am that highest level version of myself. I am my divine immortal soul. I am my divine immortal soul embodied. I am the full merging of humanity and divinity. And that is what I'm asking you to step into. But you cannot do it breaking commitments to yourself. Because the highest level version of yourself does not break commitments to themselves, ever.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this episode of the Wealth Witch podcast. I wanted to take a quick break to talk to you about an amazing offer I have to work with me like my high-end clients do for a fraction of the investment. If there's anything that the last several months of chaos and change has showed us, it's that our perceptions of what is safe, stable, and secure is anything but. You are your guarantee. You are the key to unlocking and calling in the wealth that you desire. If you don't already know, I'm all about belief and intention, and for me, deciding is the most important action you can take. So I don't need to convince you. You'll either resonate with this or not. The only prerequisite that you need to have is a desire to change your current financial reality. This mastermind I'm about to tell you about is about empowering you to take back control of your financial destiny and take action towards creating the life that you deeply desire.
The Wealth Alchemy Mastermind is hosted via the Telegram app, and I've set it up in a way that it's accessible. This is an incredible opportunity to work with me in this mastermind at a special pre-launch rate of $44 a month. Yes, you heard that right. Just $44 a month to work with me at the same level that some of my high-end clients do. So what do you get? Weekly exclusive content and training, a monthly Zoom coaching call, a monthly Q&A session, wealth paradigm downloads, wealth activations, and a mastermind chat full of like-minded community. You aren't doing this mastermind for the content. You're doing it for the transmissions, period. You will be activated with abundance just by being in this container. But you have to act fast. The pre-launch offer is only available for a limited time. So click the link in the description of the podcast and sign up now. I'd love for you to join me. So do the thing. Now back to the podcast.
So the next thing I want to talk about is something that I think is going to make many of you very uncomfortable. So grab popcorn. Some of you are going to be okay with it. Some of you, it's going to make you really uncomfortable. There is this piece of us. Part of why we break commitments to ourselves is because we don't believe that we're worthy and deserving of being the highest level version of ourselves. And so subconsciously, we are sabotaging it. We sabotage it by breaking the commitments because we don't believe that we're worthy and deserving of embodying our divine immortal soul. We don't believe that we're worthy and deserving of being that highest level version of ourselves. We don't believe that we are worthy and deserving of stepping into that life that we deeply desire. And so as a result, we sabotage ourselves through non-action. We sabotage ourselves through breaking those commitments to self. And that has to stop. Like that has to stop in this moment. The thing that is difficult about it is until you deconstruct your programming and conditioning around worthiness and deserving, it is damn near impossible to embody that worthiness and deserving to the level that it is required to step into that highest level version of yourself. So we're in a little bit of this catch 22. This is why I'm here. This is literally my purpose on this planet, is to help you deconstruct that programming and conditioning, but you have to let me do it. And you are the only one that can choose to let me do it. You are the only one that can choose to receive that transmission. You are only one that can choose to receive that activation. You are the only one that can choose to show up and do that work, to deconstruct that programming, to deconstruct that conditioning that will allow you to step into full worthiness and deserving. And the way that you can do that right now is by being generous with yourself. Because this is the thing that I see us do the most, is that we are stingiest with ourselves. We are stingiest with the things that we know that our soul needs. So, and we will even self-sabotage in ways where we will go out and spend on ourselves and buy ourselves even a car, a house, our item of clothing, some jewelry, whatever the case may be. Some of us even go out and spend, right? We spend on things to make us feel worthy and deserving, but we are not generous with our soul and the things that our soul needs. And that is really what I'm calling you to today. I am calling you to stop being generous with yourself in a way that is actually a form of self-sabotage, and to start being generous with yourself when it comes to your soul, to doing the work that your soul knows it needs to do. And there are many of you that you're not generous with yourself in any way, right? You're not generous with yourself, even in a self-sabotaging way. You just are stingy with yourself. You're stingy with yourself. You are stingy with your soul. And because you will not be generous with your soul, you are staying stuck in scarcity and lack consciousness. You are staying stuck in financial slavery consciousness. And it is impossible to emancipate yourself from that if you do not begin being generous with yourself. For me, it took a leap of faith. It took a leap of faith. It took me deciding to be generous with my soul, even when financially I couldn't figure out how I was going to make that happen. It took me being generous with my soul. That is the thing that created the shift for me. It took me believing that I could and would be supported by the highest level version of myself if I supported it in its desires. And that's a really scary thing. It is so hard to go out on a limb that way. It is so hard to fully back ourselves in that way. But that is what it requires. And that generosity, how do we be generous with our soul? Well, we be generous by honoring the commitments that it makes to itself, and by putting those commitments above all other things in our lives, and by reflecting back to ourselves that we are worthy and deserving of that generosity, and by investing in the things that our soul is saying yes to, by listening. And when the soul tells us yes, investing in those things, even if it doesn't make sense to us fully in the moment. Living by synchronicities. Synchronicities are the messages of your soul, okay? They don't just happen for no reason. Synchronicity is your soul speaking to you. So when the synchronicities start showing up in your life, when I start popping up in your dreams, you better fucking pull the trigger and invest in Ouroboros, because that's your soul speaking to you, right? When those messages come to you, when those synchronicities speak to you, it is your soul. Slow down and listen. Pay attention. Acknowledge. That is your soul speaking to you. Be generous with your soul. There are so many people in the world that are generous with others and will give and will give and will give and will give, and they just continually say no to their soul. And as a result, they are fucking miserable and broke and stuck in lack and scarcity. And they may not be broke financially, but they are broke spiritually, and they are broke energetically, and they are broke emotionally, and they are broke in their relationships, right? Because they refuse to be generous with their soul. So why is this so important right now? Well, it's important because the world is rapidly changing around us, and it's only going to get more intense. You've heard me talk about it, right? Like, we are seeing all the signs that mandatory vaccinations are going to be coming out, that major control of the collective is going to continue to try to be exercised. We are going to move into a year where rebellion and revolution is going to be happening. And when that comes, you are either going to be in a place where you are not going to have choice, you are not going to have freedom of choice, because you are still going to be entrenched in financial slavery consciousness, or you are going to be in a place where you've been emancipated from financial slavery consciousness. And you are going to have choice. You are going to have economic choice, which is in turn going to give you freedom. You are either going to be continuing to exist in the old timeline, where it is going to be easy to control and manipulate you, or you're going to be existing in the new timeline as the highest level version of yourself, with the ability to have choice, with the ability to have freedom, with the ability to not be controlled and manipulated like the majority of the collective is going to be. We are at a crossroads right now. We are at a crossroads right now for many reasons. One, because we're getting ready to move into the age of Aquarius. Two, because the world is literally a tea kettle that is about to freaking boil over and explode. So, you know, I think that's my message today for you. Please, 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 please decide in this moment to no longer break commitments to your soul. Decide to shift your reality by being generous and honoring the thing that your soul desires. And when you make the commitments to it, follow through. Don't be sitting at this time of 2021 asking yourself the question again, if I didn't break all those commitments to myself, where would I be? Be celebrating the fact that you kept those commitments. Be celebrating it. Be celebrating the fact that you kept those commitments to yourself next year this time. So that's it, you guys. That's all I have. Say yes to your soul. Really, really, really say yes to your soul. And keep your commitments to yourself, because you are so worthy and so deserving of living the life that you desire. If you have a dream and you can conceive of something, it is because you were meant to achieve it. This life is not to be wasted. And we cannot waste another minute of it because it is so beautiful. And I wake up every day filled with so much gratitude for the choices that I have that enable me to live this life. And your dream life, whatever that is, it's available to you. So that's all I have to say. I love you all. Have an amazing rest of your day, morning, evening, wherever you are in the world. Live the life you deeply desire. You're so worthy. You're so deserving. I love you all. Mwah.
That's a wrap. Thank you for joining me. Remember, wealth is a mindset, and you absolutely deserve to live the life you deeply desire. And with belief and intention, you create your reality. Until next time, this is Leah Steele, the Wealth Witch.